Hey everyone, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item that we have today is similar to an item we've had before in the store. It's not exactly the same as one we've had before, but this is a talking blood pressure cuff. Now, if you are somebody that you should be somebody that is, you know, cares about your health, then everybody needs a talking blood pressure cuff. So if you're blind, then you need a talking blood pressure cuff. If you're not blind, then you need a regular blood pressure cuff. But anyway, this is a blood pressure cuff that will work for sighted people or not sighted people because it does have the voice the voice feedback on it. So it will tell you exactly what your blood pressure is. Now, what you're going to get with this, you're going to get a one-size-fits-all arm cuff. Now, this is an arm blood pressure monitor, not a wrist one. I do believe the arm cuffs are a little more accurate, but of course, I'm sure there's people out there that think the wrist ones are more accurate. So anyway, this one is for the arm. Now, this does include a blood pressure cuff that will expand to get pretty large. So it is a one size fits all. I would say it's going to cover probably 99.9% of the world as far as the size of your arms, because it is a one size fits all and it does get quite large when you want to adjust it. So I would say that most likely it is going to cover your arm just because of how large this does expand to and also how small it restricts to. So it is one of these that you're actually going to kind of, creates kind of a loop. If you guys have seen a blood pressure cuff before, they have one side of the flap going through this metal, what would you call this? Kind of like a long metal ring. And then you can tighten it by pulling it through the ring, or you can loosen it by letting it, you know, go back through the ring the opposite way. But it does have Velcro, so you're going to slide this on. Actually, let me get to all the other stuff that's included, and then I'll go over how to use this. You also get the blood pressure monitor itself that the arm cuff plugs into, and it does plug into the left side of it. Now, this does have a display, so if, you know, you live with somebody that is sighted, they would be able to use it as well. And it talks also, so it's going to cover all, all people. On the right side, you have a port at the top on the right, and that is a micro USB port. So this powers one of two ways. It powers with the micro USB cable, or it powers with 4 AA batteries. Now, they do include the batteries, and they also include a USB to micro USB charging cable. Now, this doesn't actually charge it, but it does power it. So if you don't want to use the batteries, you can just plug this micro USB into the side, and you can power the unit. Now, when you plug the micro USB plug into this, the prongs of the micro USB are going to go down toward the bottom of the blood pressure unit, and then it will just slide in and lock in place. And then on the right side below that, I'm trying to see, there's some kind of indentions here, but I don't really know what they do. I don't think they do anything, so I wouldn't worry about those. They're not buttons or anything, so yeah. So anyway, just the right side toward the top is going to be where the micro USB plugs in. And then on the left side, in the middle, about 9 o'clock, if you're looking at it like a clock, it'd be about 9 o'clock, is where the
motion detected at front door.
Of course, is where the blood pressure cuff plugs into. Sorry, that was my ring. It never fails. Whenever I do a recording, somebody comes up to my door and sets it off. Now, on the top of the unit, on the right side, there are buttons.
Okay.
there is a square button at the top, there is a raised square button in the middle, and then there is an indented square button at the bottom. So it's kind of like a big rocker switch, square top, square bottom, and then the middle, it's a raised square.
Error measurement.
But these are three buttons. The one at the top is going to scan through the readings going one way. The one at the bottom is going to scan through the readings another way, basically an up arrow and a bottom arrow, or up arrow and a down arrow. And then the middle one is going to be the take the blood pressure. Like, it's going to be the start or, the power button, basically. But the thing is this will go off on its own. If you don't do anything after a certain amount of time, it will automatically shut itself off, and you can press any one of these buttons to turn it on. But the middle button is basically the start measuring, and then the top button and the bottom button are basically the up and down arrow to cycle through the readings, because it will remember your readings. All right, and then also in the box, you get a really neat little nice zippered storage pouch, which the other blood pressure cuffs that we had, and I told you 4 AA batteries, I'm so sorry, it's 4 AAA batteries is what it takes, and it does include a pack of 4 AAA batteries in the package. But it does have a storage, it is a kind of a canvas storage pouch, and the other ones we sold did not have this, so that's nice that you get the storage pouch. You can put it up when you're not using it, and it zips closed, zippers open, and it does have a little pocket inside, and then it does have the main spot where the unit goes down inside. And then, of course, like I mentioned, you get the blood pressure cuff, you get the user manual. All right, so the way you're going to put this on is you pull the Velcro up and pull the blood pressure cuff to create kind of a loop that you can slide your arm through. You're going to want to slide your arm where the hose for the blood pressure cuff is coming out of the bottom, which would be toward the crook of your elbow. So you're going to do this with your left arm. They always recommend doing it with your left arm. You're going to pull it tight. Once you slide it up onto your left arm, you're going to kind of pull it tight, not so tight that it cuts off the circulation. Just pull it so it's kind of snug, and then Velcro it down. So just pull the little flap through the ring, and then when you get it kind of snug, just fold it over onto the Velcro, and then it will hold itself. Now, you want to center the hose where it's basically in the center of the crook, of the inside crook of your arm. So the hose will be coming down out right at the crook of your inside crook of your arm, and you want to turn it around, basically adjust it so the hose is basically right in the middle of the crook of your arm. So now that I've got that done, let me plug it into the unit. The side, plug it in really good and snug. Okay, and when you do this, you want to hold your arm up at heart height, and then you want to lay your arm flat on something, and you want to have it basically heart height. You want to sit in a chair where your feet are flat on the ground, and you're basically looking straight ahead, and you stay quiet. So once you get out all that stuff done, then you're going to press the middle button on the unit, and this is what it's going to do.
Attention, please. Please keep silent and relax. Keep the cuff at heart level. Start measurement now.
And now it's going to start putting air into the cuff, and you'll feel it tightening around your arm. And so we'll just let it do its thing.
Error measurement, 4.
Okay, apparently I didn't have something in right or on right because it didn't like that. So let's try this again. Okay. All right. Can do it again.
Attention, please. Please keep silent and relax. Keep the cuff at heart level. Start measurement now.
Okay, here it goes. Okay, now it's getting tighter. Now it's tightening up on my arm.
Measurement over. Your systolic blood pressure is 119 millimeter of mercury pillar. Your diastolic blood pressure is 74 millimeter of mercury pillar. Your heart rate is 68 beats per minute. According to the World Health Organization standards, the measurement result is normal. Thanks for using. Wishing you good health.
Okay, and that's all there is to do it. And so now, I've got pretty good blood pressure, 119 over 74. It's pretty normal. If you do get that error, and it does give you an error message, just make sure the port's plugged in really tight to the unit. If you have to unplug it, then plug it back in, push it in really good, and then make sure the port on the blood pressure cuff is also attached and it's not coming loose from its spot. And then do it again like I did, and then it just should work fine. So now if I want to go back and listen to the readings that I've done before, I can press the down arrow.
Your systolic blood pressure was 119.
Okay, that was today. If I press it again.
Your systolic blood pressure was 123.
And that was the one that I did yesterday. So it will remember several measurements. So you can go back and...
Your heart rate was...
Okay. Get that stopped. Okay. So yeah, so you can go back and listen to what they were over the past, several times. I think it'll store, I can't remember how many numbers. I'll try to put it in the description how many readings it will store in memory. But anyway, it's that easy. And then just unplug everything, put it away until the next time, and you'll be ready to go. And like I said, if you do leave it plugged in, and you do walk away and you don't do anything, it will shut itself off after a certain amount of time. Or if you have run it on batteries, it will shut off after a certain amount of time that it's not detecting any activity. And that's all there is to it. So very easy peasy, very easy to understand, very clear, and very quick. I mean, it takes your blood pressure pretty fast. But yes, so that's what it is, guys. It's a talking blood pressure cuff. And not much else to say about it. Like I said, it's got the charge. It's got the power cord. That's the micro USB. You can also use batteries. It's got the carry case or storage case with it. So it's a really nice little arm cuff blood pressure monitor. And it's not a large one. It's pretty small. The unit itself does have rubber feet on the bottom, so it's not going to slide around on a table. It's not going to scratch anything. And it does angle. Kind of an angle going from the bottom toward the top. It angles up, so it's kind of so you can see the display. If you're sighted and you see it, it's kind of angles the display at you. And it is, let's see. Yeah, I think it has a piece of plastic over the display just to protect it. So you could just peel that off if you wanted to, throw that away. But if you're if it's not bothering you, you could just leave it on and it basically keep your display from getting scratched up. And the thing on the back is just your typical slide it toward the top and it opens up the battery cover just like that. And you put your batteries in. So I'd say the unit itself, let me get some, I'd say the unit itself is about, I'd say maybe 3.5 inches from top to bottom, and about 3 inches from left to right. And then at its thickest point at the top, you're looking at about 1.5 inches. And then its thinnest point that it comes down to at the bottom, where it gets smaller as it goes down at an angle, it's like maybe a little over 1/2 inch. So not very big at all, and easy to throw in a bag and take it with you, or, you know, just easy to store and doesn't take up much space. So these are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.